price on that when we got it.
I'd like to call to order the Personnel Legislative and Public Affairs Subcommittee meeting for December 6, 2016, 6:30 p.m. Notification of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the back wall to my right, maybe to your left. Quorum call.
Fowler?
Here.
Leahy? Here. Ray?
No.
Mr. Chairman?
I'd like to add John Conley to the committee if he chooses.
I'm here.
Okay.
Adoption of agenda.
So moved.
Got a motion? We have a second?
Second.
Second. Roll call.
Leahy?
Yes.
Conley?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Hi. Got proof of publication of tonight's meeting. Item number six, review and recommendation on the 2017 Pay Program Administrative Manual, Gene Tate and Ashley. I won't even attempt to pronounce that.
Tamala.
Tamala?
Yeah.
Tamala. With Silverstone Group.
Good evening. Ashley and I are here tonight to present for your consideration amendments to the Pay Program Administration Manual. At the December 10th, 2015 Board of Directors meeting, the district pay program for 2016 was approved. The plan was prepared by Silverstone Group. A few weeks ago, I met with the general manager and Ashley to review the compensation information for projections for 2017. The following recommendations are suggested for the pay program administration manual. The first one is to increase the base pay structure by 2% in order to keep pay ranges market competitive. And the second is to authorize the general manager to give an additional 1% increase to employees whose performance is continually rated as far exceeds expectations. The average employee pay increase for 2016 was 2.7%. Every 4 or 5 years, the district asks Silverstone Group to prepare a market analysis and district job descriptions in order to compare district pay with the current market. The last analysis was completed in 2013. We are planning to conduct and complete the next market analysis in the second quarter of 2017, with recommendations to be considered for the 2018 Pay Program Administration Manual. So our recommendation is that the subcommittee recommends to the Board of Directors that the amendments to the Pay Program Administration Manual for calendar year 2017 be adopted and incorporated into the district policy manual. And Ashley and I would be happy to take any questions you might have.
Thank you. Can we have a motion?
I'll motion for staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone in the public who wish to speak to this item? Directors?
Gene, quick question. Last time we actually did the increase was like 2-3 years ago?
It was in 2013 for implementation to the 2014 program.
Okay.
And we thought at the time that we were kind of high at the time, and we didn't feel like there was going to be any impact on not doing one last year.
Okay, so this is well needed. Okay, thank you.
Question for you, Fred. Who am I filling in for? For Patrick? Yes. Bill Ray just came in.
Yeah, you're still on.
Okay.
Anyone else? Directors? Roll call.
John Conway?
Yes.
Fowler?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
Chairman?
Aye. Item number seven, review and recommendation on the update to the employee handbook, Gene and John.
Hello again. Attached for your review and consideration is amended redline version of the district's employee handbook. Many of the changes to the handbook are housekeeping in nature, with the exception of including a statement on pay transparency as required by federal EEO, the Office of Federal Contract Compliance Programs, and mandated by amended Executive Order 11246, and the General Manager's recommendation for implementing an employee suggestion program. Inside the front cover of your book is a newsletter entitled OFCCP Issues final rule to promote pay transparency that was written by Kelly Laurence Baird-Holm regarding the mandate. So staff recommends that the subcommittee recommends to the Board of Directors that the amendments to the Papio-Missouri River NRD Employee Handbook be adopted and incorporated into the district's policy manual. And the general manager and I would be happy to answer any questions you may have.
Can we have a recommendation?
Move a staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone in the public wish to speak to this item? Directors?
I saw something in the audit last month, but I don't see it here about like the total number of vacation days an employee can accrue and then like cash out at their end time of service. So what is that number? I don't have the audit from the
53 is the maximum they can an employee can accumulate. And then after that, if they don't use it, they don't accumulate anymore. So you use it or lose it after that accumulation.
And then if they were to end out, whether it's retirement or they move on and they have that 53,
you have to
pay it out to them. Is now the time to change that, or is there another process through like the policy manuals to change that? Because it's not in this manual.
No. If you wanted, that would be something that you would probably want to take up with an overall review of employee benefits. And so it would be a little more extensive than maybe changing.
Yeah.
I'd like to hear what you're
thinking. My thought is, 53 seems like a bit excessive, and you always hear about folks who want the government to function a little bit more like private industry. You just don't see 53 in private industry. My thoughts are, initially, I'm always loath to change the rules on people who are so far, in seniority or already have 53. So my thought would be something like for new hires, they cap out at 40 or 36 or something that seems a little bit more reasonable. I mean, can you just imagine one employee is like, I'm going to retire, which they do in the military, as you know. It boggles my mind. We've got a guy who's retiring in June, but he's got so much time that he's really leaving us in March. And we're all paying his salary for those days, right? And then he gets a pension on top of that. So that's my thought, but I don't want to do anything tonight. I was just wondering, will this be the opportunity to do it, or do we go about it another way? So that's, right now, I'm just sort of in the initial stage.
Yeah, it'd be something more of a process that we should look at.
For all the employees in here, I probably wouldn't change any of the rules for people who are already on the staff, right? Yeah. But I think moving forward, maybe that's something that we can take a look at.
Right. The subject that Patrick brought up, I wonder why that's not in the employee handbook or employee rules.
I believe it is. Yeah. It is.
Vacation time is on page 21.
Yeah, we went over this.
I didn't see it. I overlooked it.
Under PLPA, agenda item 7, it should be on page 21, vacation leave.
I see.
Oh, there it is. Oh, so I missed that, too. I was looking
for it. Okay. And that's something, too, that Silverstone can look at during their market analysis is what is other people doing.
Yeah.
What's the private sector doing? What's the public sector doing? And compare, are we high? Are we low? Where are we?
And
which they do.
Then there's some aspects of, if I may, sometimes I don't really care what the other folks are doing. It doesn't make it right. You know, that's how I think some contracts keep on increasing a lot more than they need to because people say, well, look at the average at that town and this town, but they're all just sort of playing the game. So, but I do think maybe that's the right way to go about it. Let the professionals take a look at what's competitive. So maybe, this is nothing that we need to do right now,
right.
But maybe for next year
they
can include that in what they're looking at.
Well, one thing I know is I care about what other people are doing because I have to keep up my people.
Yeah.
And so if somebody else is offering something that I can't match, that makes it that much more difficult to retain or to recruit. Those good folks.
Any other questions, Frederick? Roll call.
Fowler?
Yes.
Leahy?
Yes.
Ray?
Yes.
John Conway?
Yes.
Harriman?
Aye.
We're adjourned.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, we'll move. right into the Program Projects and Operations Subcommittee. I'm calling the meeting to order. Copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted at the back of the room for anyone who's interested. With that quorum call, please.
Fred Conley.
Here.
Leahy.
Here.
Teaser. Thompson.
Here.
Appoint Tim Fowler as the alternate for Teaser, please.
And Fowler.
I am here.
And Chair.
Here. I have here a proof of that publication of tonight's meeting, and that'll become part of the permanent records, and we'll file it accordingly. Now moving on to item, I just skipped item four, didn't I?
Yes, you did.
Let's move back and adopt the agenda, please.
So move.
Second.
Roll call.
Leahy.
Yes.
Thompson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
And Chair.
Yes. Now we'll go to item six, review and recommendation on interlocal agreement with the City of Papillion, the City of La Vista, for Portal Road Drainage Way Project. Eric Williams.
Great, thank you. This item is at the request of the two cities. We have previously reviewed and approved two separate urban cost share projects, one on the south side or kind of the lower left of Portal Road with City of Papillion, and that's an urban drainage way program application, and then on the north side of Portal Road to the upper right with City of La Vista, and that's an urban conservation assistance program application. In addition, from the area that's blue hatched, the dotted line all the way down until it reaches the west patio was a previous urban drainage way cost share, which was successfully completed in 2015 with the City of Papillion. At the time, we didn't, or Papillion did not complete the project all the way to Portal Road due to some other complexities through that area with other projects surrounding the channel. At this time, Papillion and La Vista would like to work together to have essentially one contract for construction on both sides of the road, because this does represent a continuous drainage way. And so in order to simplify things and outline the responsibility of all the parties, they asked for an interlocal, which highlights Papillion's administration of the project, La Vista's contribution to the project, our reimbursement to Papillion for their urban drainage way cost share, and our reimbursement to La Vista for their urban conservation assistance cost share. I've got a couple of brief photos just to kind of show you an idea of where we are. There was some emergency work done. The outlet side, this is the south side of Papillion's portion. This is the outlet of the box culvert that runs under Portal Road. And it's pretty severely damaged. You can see the old railroad right-of-way abutment is through there, and that's the right-of-way that eventually becomes the trail further up, and portions of which the district had owned previously. But the abutments on both sides are still in place, and you can see a significant amount of debris cluttering the drainage way here and causing backups. You can see a section of pipe that has fallen off on an inlet that had come down. You can see it down there below the end of the existing pipe. And that picks up some drainage from the side of the road. And then this is on the north side. You can see La Vista's Public Works yard where they keep their trucks. The parking lot is actually falling in. Those cones indicate an area where they are not to drive because of danger of vehicles falling down into the channel. So this is an outlet of the storm sewer from the neighborhood upstream, the houses in the back there, which comes down. And you can see, again, it's falling down into the channel, and there's some erosion at the inlet side of the box. And then it goes into the box here, which goes under Portal Road. So by combining these two projects together, one contractor can have a comprehensive solution for the entire drainage way. And the interlocal just stipulates the contributions by each of the partners to get this collaboration completed. This does not authorize any additional funding. These projects have been reviewed I think twice, actually, both for the cost share originally and then included in the budget. And this interlocal just highlights the breakdown in responsibility towards the project. And there is, the last photo there. This is the other urban drainage way program. So you can see that it's been laid back, stabilization through the bottom, little drop structures to increase the kind of natural aspect of the channel, restore it back to a functioning drainage way. And you can see up at the very
end of the channel here is the railroad area that's kind of trashed out. And so they would like to carry basically this type of a channel design back up to Portal Road. And then there's a PDF as well. This kind of shows the design at Portal Road, and you can see from right to left on the bottom half of the plan set, there's some work around the box structure, two stages of drop structures, and then on the left half of the bottom down there is the existing work that's been completed. So this is just in the area adjacent to Portal Road. Again, no new funding. So the recommendation is to authorize the general manager to approve the interlocal with the two cities.
I can move staff recommendation.
Is there a second? We have a second. Anyone in the public wish to speak? Seeing none, directors? I've got a question. Eric, on the project that you mentioned from a few years back where it wasn't completed,
yeah.
Did we reduce our contribution accordingly for the work that wasn't done?
The work in the area of the railroad was not a part of the application when they filed originally. There were some land rights that weren't accessible, weren't available at the time due to an adjacent property owner who had other ideas which have since not come to fruition. So now Papillion does have the land rights to work in that area.
So it wasn't part of the other one?
It was not a reduction in the scope. So it was the application did not include that work originally.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
Sorry, who made the motion? I think so. Fred Gunn.
Okay.
Thompson. And Thompson. Thank you. Thompson.
Yes.
Fowler.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye.
Leahy.
Yes.
And Chair.
Yes.
Great.
I believe that completes our agenda. We are adjourned. Thank you all.
Call to order the Finance, Expenditure, and Legal Subcommittee. In the absence of Rich Teaser, Fred Conley will sit in as an alternate. Notification Meetings Act is on the back, as stipulated in the other meetings as well. Form call, please. Who's up?
He might be in his office.
Who wants it to? Let's see. Martin, Kerry, no, Amanda, Zach. Martin's here. Go ahead. Come on up, Martin.
You can take a crack at it.
I can do a roll call. Brad.
There
we go. Hello, Zach. Nice to be noticed, isn't it?
We're at quorum call for the FEL.
And Fred Conley sitting in for Rich Teaser, and Jim Thompson's the chair.
Director Woodall.
Sure.
Thompson.
Who'd you say?
Sure. Oh, I'm sorry. Fred Conley.
Here.
Frost.
Yep.
Yes, here.
Here. Adoption agenda.
So moved.
Second.
Roll call.
John Conley.
Yes.
Frost.
Yeah.
Woodall.
Yes.
Fred Conley.
Aye. Yes. I have here proof of publication of the notice of this meeting for the record. Item 6, review and recommendation of fiscal year audit. Carrie Frye, Gene. Routes, is that proper pronunciation? HMSMC Horizon.
Good evening. We reviewed the draft of the report with you last month, and provided to you this month was the final issued report. Essentially, the numbers and the opinion and the reports on that did not change. We made some slight adjustments to explaining some of the notes and changed the presentation on one of the financial statements, moving it from operating revenue down to non-operating revenue. But essentially, other than just a few little tweaks like that, essentially is the same report. Included in your packet this week also was a separate letter from our firm that I had referenced last month that is required communication to all of you regarding how the audit was conducted and other matters regarding just the performance of the audit and how we work with management. There's a separate letter in there, and there's, again, everything was went well. We did not have any disagreements with management. That letter also says that we did not seek any outside consultations from other outside accountants or auditors, and to our knowledge, the organization did not either. And it also states there were no audit adjustments made to the financial statements. And what that means is that Carrie and her team, the information they presented to us, we audited. We did not make any adjustments to that accounting information from what we issued our opinion on. So that's really a testimony to her and the quality of the job that she's done and her whole team. So that is not normal. That is not the normal in most government entities in the state of Nebraska. I can assure you of that. So
I'd like to move staff recommendation.
Second.
Anyone from the public wishes to speak to the agenda item? Staff?
I'd just like to compliment our accounting staff. The three ladies in that group do a fantastic job for us, and this audit is just a testimony to the good work that they do for us day in and day out. I appreciate it.
Also, like when I read no material weaknesses or findings, question costs were noted during the prior year. That's wonderful. You guys do a great job. I'll second his statement. It's not a motion by any means, but good job. Appreciate it. It gives me as a director a very comfortable feeling of what's going on. And I say have the outside consultant verify the fact that you're doing a great job.
And I just may add, it's not just the quality, but the volume of work that small team does is also very exceptional for the size of organization you have. The few people they have does an exceptional job of the volume of work as well. So,
all right. Noted. Roll call on the motion.
John Connolly.
Yes.
Ross.
Yeah.
Will.
Yes.
Greg Connolly.
Aye.
Yes. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Gene.
Item 7, review and recommendation for West Branch Channel Project, Asher Dallow.
Good evening. First of all, I'll show you where this is located. Let's get this to work. Well, the bottom of the map is Highway 370, and so off to the right is the Twin Creek area of Bellevue. And so this is a West Branch Twin Creek, runs from west to east through Bellevue area. Ashford Hollow is adjacent to the right bank or the south side of the creek. And then there's a highway or road called the Rainier Parkway, which runs across the creek through the Twin Creek development. What's being proposed by actually Starford County, I got a call tonight about 4:15 or 4:20. From the attorney for Ashford Hollow, he told me that actually what's going on here is that Ashford Hollow is going to be building this on behalf of Sarpy County. So it's actually Sarpy County that we're doing this agreement with, not SID 238. Unfortunately, it was a last-minute thing. They just told me today. But so the actual agreement will be with Sarpy County. But this road is 42nd Street, which is at the diagonal road. The trail is just 10 foot wide adjacent to that road. Go to the next photograph. This kind of shows the depiction of what it looks like. This is thanks to Google Earth, which is a useful device. It's a map, of course, but 42nd Street is off to the left, and then the West Branch Creek is where it says West Branch Channel. This is actually a levee channel facility here. So between the yellow line, which is the future trail location, which is right adjacent to the curb line, there's a swell in the levee. Essentially, they have a 4 foot of right of way here to build a trail. It's not wide enough to build a trail. The trail is 10 foot wide. So that's why they need six feet plus from the NRD to build this trail. It's been part of the district's kind of master plan, you might say, for trails all along. This is an extension of the Marv Holberg Trail, which is a Sarpy County trail in the Bellevue area. And so what's going to happen here again is SID 238 would build on behalf of Sarpy County. And so the agreement, the motion needs to be changed to delete the sanitary improvement district number 238 nomenclature and then the motion. Otherwise, it's the same, you know, proposed agreement. Be happy to answer any questions you have on this time.
I move approval of the staff recommendation with the correction as to the contracting agency.
So the third line of the recommendation will say the proposed easement agreement with Suffolk County.
That's correct.
All right. Everyone understand that?
Yep.
Second. Is there a second? Fred Conley seconds. Any comments from the public? Any further comments from staff? Directors. No money involved. Is that correct?
No money involved. Of course, your attorney has to prepare the document, which is costing money, but otherwise there's no money.
Roll call. I'm sorry, you had a question?
Yes.
Is there any chance of any of that sloughing away and being able to get to it if it does?
If it does, the requirement in the actual easement says that they have to move or remove that trail if it's in our way. So if we have to do any kind of modification of the project, such as we decide the channel needs to be twice as big, let's say, it's their cost to remove that structure. So the cost is always on them to maintain it or to remove it if we have to, we demand they remove it. It's not very likely, but there's always a 2% chance out there that it could be some modification required in the future. So good question.
Roll call.
Woodle?
Yes.
Ross?
Yeah.
John Conley?
Yes.
Craig Conley?
Hi.
Ian Sherbrooke?
Yes. Item 8, review and recommendation of Council 110% maintenance dance hearing fees. Assume we want to go into executive session?
Up to you, Brett.
If you have questions about the actual litigation,
just to approve the item now.
Just to approve the item over 110%. If we keep it at that, then no executive session needed.
Yeah, you want to be specific about litigation.
And we'll hold off discussion on that. Okay.
Yeah.
With that.
Okay. Sounds good. I'll give you a briefing on it. If you can go down a little further, Mike, on the memo. This maybe halfway down, roughly. The account number 01039590-4342 as attorney fees for dams, and that consists of anything that our attorney does with respect to dams the district owns and needs to manage and operate. The budget this year is $40,000. Last year we spent, as a side note, $39,000. That's why my budget was $40,000 this year. As of December of this year, we anticipate the budget to be at $44,480. Which is 111%, which is over the 110% requirement, which we bring to the board for board action. As indicated in the body of the memo, we anticipate additional expenses up to possibly $46,000 to continue the preparation for court and also to conduct the trial that's going to be coming up in January, scheduled for January. In addition, there could be another legal costs for other activities unrelated to WSAMSI W3, and so we think the total expenditure could reach as high as $100,000 in fiscal year 2017. We hope it's less than that, but that's probably the outside limit. So that's kind of an overview of where we're at today, and it's again primarily because of Pappy Creek Watershed Structure W3 preparing for court, all the derogatories and all the things that our attorneys have to be prepared to defend the district in court in January. So,
let's move staff recommendation.
There's a second. Moved in second. Any comments from the public?
I'd like to amend the motion before we go any further, maybe. Are you recognizing?
I haven't asked staff yet, but any staff, additional comments, staff, located directors.
I'd like to amend the motion to not only allow it to exceed 110% of the fiscal year 2017 budget, but not exceed $100,000 without additional authorization.
I'll second that.
It's better support.
Well, I'll accept it as a friendly amendment. I'll accept it as a friendly amendment.
Hold a second.
A friendly amendment to the motion?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll add the language to the motion. Friendly amendment. Further discussion from directors. So we're allowing 110% up to $100,000 without further approval by the board. Understand? All right. Roll call on the motion as friendly amended.
Frost.
Yeah.
Poodle.
Yes.
John Conley.
Yes.
Craig Conley.
Aye.
Yes. Sorry, I don't have any other items, so I'm lying. It's adjourned. We have adjourned.
30 minutes.
Any other meetings going on? Is this it? It's got 7 o'clock?
That's not a record.
Yeah, I know.
We're not elected. They can spend any amount without
being asked.
I
want
to
hear
I thought somebody would be
lost. Yeah, I'll get you a full answer.
I'm already
notified. I'm going to pass all the stuff.
Thing was over. Leg and was strapped. Bone spurs. My vice says to you, watch that through and show up.
So speaking of sending people, Fred Conley and